Walk with me. Brother went over to the body of Vorbis and picked it up. I think, he said, that they will land on the beach on the Ephebian side of the forts. They won't use the rock shore and they can't use the cliffs. I'll meet them there. He glanced down at Vorbis. Someone should.
You can't mean you want to go by yourself.
10,000 wouldn't be sufficient. One might be enough. He walked down the steps. Erne and Simony watched him go.
He's going to die, said Simony. He won't even be a patch of grease on the sand.
He turned to Om. Can you stop him?
3. It may be that I cannot.
Brother was already halfway across the place.
Well, we're not deserting him, said Simony.
4. Good.
Om watched them go, too. And then he was alone, except for the thousands watching him, crammed around the edges of the great square. He wished he knew what to say to them. That's why he needed people like Brother. That's why all gods needed people like Brother.
Excuse me.
The god looked down.
5. Yes? I can't sell you anything, can I?
6. What is your name?
Dublar God.
7. Yes. And what is it you wish?
The merchant hopped anxiously from one foot to the other.
You couldn't manage just a small commandment, something about eating yoghurt on Wednesday, say? It's always very difficult to shift midweek.
8. You stand before your god and look for business opportunities?
Well, said Dublar, we could come to an arrangement. Strike while the iron is hot, as the Inquisitors say. 20%, how about it?
After expenses, of course. The great god Om smiled.
9. I think you will make a little profit, Dublar, he said.
Right. That's all I'm looking for. Just trying to make both ends hummus.
10. Tortoises.
10. Tortoises are to be left alone.
Dublar put his head on one side.
Doesn't sing, does it?
He said.
But, tortoise necklaces, brooches, of course, tortoise shell.
11.
No. Sorry, see what you mean. All right, tortoise statues. Yes. I thought about them. Nice shape. Incidentally, you couldn't make a statue wobble every now and then, could you? Very good for business wobbling statues. The statue of Ossory wobbles every fast of Ossory, regular. By means of a small piston device operated in the basement, had he said. But very good for the prophets all the same.
12.
You make me laugh, little prophet. Sell your tortoises, by all means.
Tell you the truth, said Dublar. I've already drawn a few designs, just now.
Om vanished. There was a brief thunderclap. Dublar looked reflectively at his sketches.
But I suppose I shall have to take the little figure off them, he said, more or less to himself.
The shade of Vorbis looked around.
Ah, the desert, he said.
The black sand was absolutely still under the starlit sky. It looked cold. He hadn't planned on dying yet. In fact, he couldn't quite remember how he died.
The desert,
he repeated, and this time there was a hint of uncertainty. He'd never been uncertain about anything in his life. The feeling was unfamiliar and terrifying. Did ordinary people feel like this? He got a grip on himself. Death was impressed. Very few people managed this, managed to hold on to the shape of their old thinking after death. Death took no pleasure in his job. It was an emotion he found hard to grasp, but there was such a thing as satisfaction.
So, said Vorbis, the desert. And at the end of the desert?
Judgment.
Yes, of course.
Vorbis tried to concentrate. He couldn't. He could feel certainty draining away, and he'd always been certain. He hesitated, like a man opening a door to a familiar room and finding nothing there but a bottomless pit. The memories were still there. He could feel them. They had the right shape. It was just that he couldn't remember what they were. There had been a voice. Surely there had been a voice. But all he could remember was the sound of his own thoughts, bouncing off the inside of his own head. Now he had to cross the desert.